This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Monday morning, the 24th day of March, and the month is moving along. But glad to be back. Had a great week off last week, a busy weekend, including that Kill Meat event that we did. We just talked to him last hour. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can hit the rewind button, and that was at about 6:35, 6:40 this morning. We got to him a little later than normal, but anyway, great to get Brian on here. He did a great job over the weekend, and we're going to probably post some of those. I posted some photos from the event. Packed house out of the factory, and what a great venue. He's right about that. So my daughter's there, Carl, and she says she's up on the stage. She's practicing to sing the national anthem at the Kill Meat event, and she says, "Dad, Olivia Rodrigo was on this very stage
before she was." That was like one of her first big concerts. It sold out in like 2 minutes.
And I said, "Ginger, Wolfgang Van Halen was on this very stage." Mm-hmm. And Annie Fry was standing there, and she looked at us, and she goes, "I don't know what any of those words mean."
Yeah, I don't care about either of those people, to be honest.
She was like the sandwich generation there. Like, I was a Wolfgang fan. She didn't know who he is. She apparently doesn't pay attention to Olivia Rodrigo either, which my daughter thought was pretty cool. Now, she might know who those artists are, but it just
she had heard of
was
those
no
names,
big deal.
But did not.
It was just
care
no big deal
them.
To her. Right. So that was pretty funny that
I'm
we
right
had
there
a
with
laugh.
Annie.
Yeah,
well, I think Annie's technically a millennial, like on the older side of the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's funny. It's true. It's like you know who they are, but I couldn't name a song. I don't care. They're not really my cup of tea, either one of them. But I also, again, like Frank Sinatra Radio. So
if you
like that vibe is, you know.
On the Odyssey app, of course.
On the Odyssey app, right.
If you haven't been to an event at the factory, though, you should make it a point. It's whether it's a comedian or a band or something, because it really is a great
Chesterfield
venue.
Needs to have a second way out of that place.
Oh,
is
you're still
bad?
Complaining about the traffic. Well, I mean, there's one road. It's the outer road that leads down to that.
And that's it.
Yeah, it leads to the strip shopping center there, the district they call it, and then the factory. So if they're oftentimes if it's busy at Four Hands Brewery and there's an event at the factory,
or Topgolf,
when the event lets out, you either need to relax and have a beer or you're going to wait in some traffic to get out of there.
It would be nice if they could have another exit more toward the Topgolf area.
That'd be great.
Maybe that's
come on,
in the future. Are you listening, developers? Maybe this is something you need to pitch to the city of Chesterfield.
Hey, there's a mayoral race going on out there. I just realized that the other day when I saw the signs all over the place. So maybe that's something, you know, the mayoral candidates can step up and promise to fix out.
Thanks to Carl Middleman and his suggestion, we believe this is necessary for the city of Chesterfield.
A fantastic venue. It's just that, just like when Riverport opened up, no one knew how to get in or out of there. And now, if you go out there, parking's less of a nightmare. But I'm guessing that there were people that left there.
Could be.
Well,
I was there late, though, because Kilmeade stays around after his event, which lasted 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
He did a VIP event before where he took pictures of people. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, for the people that weren't in the VIP, he went out into the lobby. We didn't leave there till 11. He finished at 10:30, roughly, about 11:15 or 11:20. Wow. I got home a little after 11:30. He was still out there signing people's books.
Wow.
In the lobby. He's a machine, is what he is. There's no doubt about that. All right, coming up, we've got Hans von Spakovsky is going to be up here at about 6:20. We'll talk to him more about these activist judges. Real or fake this morning, Jesse Jane Duff, Tom Ackerman, all that coming up for you just a little bit later in the show. But right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
62%, for example, of the federal injunctions that have been handed down in the last century were handed down against President Trump.
Wow, that's Mike Johnson, the speaker. 62% of the injunctions against a president in the last century targeted at Donald Trump by left-wing radicals who can't stop him any other way.
You know, Lincoln talked about a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Remember? Well, we got a government of the billionaire class, by the billionaire class, and for the billionaire class.
Yeah, but Bernie Sanders, let him talk. Let them speak. Bernie Sanders is, if he's the voice of the opposition, the Republicans are going to be in power for a long time.
I don't think all kids or adults should be graded at the same level. We need to have merit. Because that is how we progress. Everybody should have the same opportunity.
Yes, Linda McMahon, preach it, sister. The Department of Education is being shrunk as we speak. They're parceling things out to other departments, and they're going to make that thing as small as possible because it's never educated anyone.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
In the Revolutionary War?
I don't know if this is right. I mean, it sounds so stupid. Was it the Spanish?
Wait, what are your majors?
Business. Biology.
Okay.
Elementary education.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. The girl that answered that question, the Spanish, is the one that said she's an elementary education major.
At least she's not a history teacher.
Well, you teach, at that age, you teach everything. In elementary education, at some point up to fifth grade,
you're learning about
those things, even though you don't specifically call it history class. Your teacher has civics courses. They're supposed to understand that at a basic level.
I feel really good about our future.
We're doomed. We're doomed. I'm going to play this for you because it went on. So they went to the. Now, maybe spring break is not the best place to do this, but I will say that in watching this. It did not appear to me that any of these teenagers, these girls, I'll call them teenagers, maybe they were 18, 19, 20 years old, clearly on a beach somewhere. I didn't get the impression any of them were drunk. I listened to them talk. They didn't seem like they were inebriated. They're just dumb. That's the best way I can describe it. Listen.
What shape is the U.S. Pentagon building?
Isn't it just a square?
How many U.S. senators are there?
Six, seven.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
There's a lot. I know 17.
Who won the Civil War?
It's East or West, right?
Well, it's the Civil War, so it's the civilians versus whoever was in power.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Justices? Mm-hmm. So, like when you say that, like you mean like the FBI?
Who is on the $100 bill?
Oh, I know.
Abraham Lincoln.
Nope.
Oh. Abraham Lincoln.
Come on, bro.
That's the First Amendment. What's the second?
Right to vote.
Name three states that border Canada. We're just do one per person.
Asia.
I didn't know Canada had a border.
You know, I have to imagine that they went to a beach where people have been drinking.
But none of them sounded drunk. I watched I watched the video of the audio you just heard. I've seen people falling down drunk, their words slurring. None of these people seem to be intoxicated. Now, maybe they were stoned or something. I just couldn't tell. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if that is any sort of cross-section of what's been produced by this Department of Education, mm-hmm. which has only been in existence since 1980, we need to get rid of it. Good riddance. They're mm-hmm. not teaching these kids anything. These are college students. How did they get through high school?
And you know what? I bet if you ask some of those same girls, name three of Taylor Swift's most recent albums, they would probably know the answer right away. And yet the state of Illinois is proposing this bill that would target homeschool parents, where it would make them register their kids with the school district. So basically the state. They'd face a fine potentially if they didn't. And then on top of that, it could go one step beyond that. And it would also potentially make them basically send all the curriculum that they're teaching.
So, in other words, if you don't under-educate your children the way we are, we're going to fine you for it?
I guess
so. Am I getting this straight?
I just think they're going to come in there and try to dictate what they're teaching.
Oh,
that's my concern. Teaching creation instead of teaching,
uh-huh.
you know, all this Big Bang and, you know, we came from apes type stuff.
Yes. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky. Can't wait to talk to him about Pam Bondi's comments yesterday on these activist lower court judges. We'll be back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Was it early morning yesterday?
Look at Chuckin. Look at Judge Chuckin with the EPA trying to control our money. Judge Chang trying to control the money of the USA. Judge Reyes, look what she did to Pete Hegseth. She made personal attacks in court about Pete Hegseth, and she's trying to control military readiness. You can't do this. And then, of course, Boasberg trying to control our foreign policy. These judges are out of control. We are going to fight back, and we are going to win.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, great to have you back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark.
I'm certain you heard Pam Bondi's comments there. Maybe you saw them live. What's your take on this? I mean, these judges, I heard that 62% of all injunctions filed against presidents the last 100 years have happened against Donald Trump.
Yeah, she is right that we have, frankly, a lot of rogue federal judges out of control. On the other hand, the president actually has defeated many of these. I mean, the latest defeat for the left was just last week. A three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit U.S. Appeals reversed a lower court ruling out of Maryland by a very liberal judge saying, DEI? No, you can't get rid of DEI at federal agencies. And the Court of Appeals said, no, the president has that power. But, yeah, we've got bad cases, including the one involving those Venezuelan gang members who are designated as a terrorist group. There's actually going to be arguments today in Washington, D.C., in the Court of Appeals, because the Pam Bondi filed an emergency appeal with the Court of Appeals, asking them to stay or basically suspend the judge's decision in the case. So we'll have to see what happens in that one.
Yeah, good. So I thought on that particular case, they should have turned the plane around, flown it back to whatever city that judge lives in, and driven those characters over there and dropped them off the judge's house.
Yeah, well, that would have been an appropriate remedy, probably for that case. But look, we have all these other ones too. You know, they mentioned the decision by Judge Reyes, who basically said, "I am the expert on military readiness, and I'm telling you that you have to allow men who like to wear dresses, you know, into the armed forces. What wasn't mentioned was she also issued a ruling on Corporal Klinger and said that said that he wasn't crazy. He wasn't crazy and therefore could not get out of the Army.
I'm sure that might have gone over Kim's head. But
I'm trying to, wrapping my brain around.
He was a character. Klinger was a character on MASH that dressed as a woman, hoping they would send him home, and they didn't.
Right.
So
that's earlier than my time, right? When that was really popular.
It was about the Vietnam or Korea area, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Hey, Hans, what are the odds you think that these conservative lawmakers are actually able to impeach any of these federal judges? Because would you need the 60 votes from the Senate?
Well, you would need 60 votes to find them guilty. All mm-hmm. you need to impeach them in the House. Look, what the House does is kind of like a grand jury. All they need is a majority vote to say we are impeaching this judge. If the House does that, then it goes over to the Senate. The Senate is then supposed to hold a trial, and yeah, then it takes 60 votes, which with these Democrats is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, but it's still meaningful to have the symbol of it, right? Like Mayorkas and other situations like that, where it's still, you know, says something when you can say we went through the process of impeachment, right?
Well, yeah, that's why Mayorkas was impeached, even though Chuck Schumer then refused to do anything about mm-hmm. it. Look, one of the issues in this case we were just talking about with the Venezuelan members of the drug gang is I'm not even sure why Judge Boasberg is still on the case. Because remember, information has come out that his daughter is involved with a nonprofit advocacy group that works to help illegal aliens, which is what all these Venezuelans were. So, frankly, under the rules that apply to judges, the ethics rules, he should have removed himself because that gives the appearance of bias, and that's the standard under which a judge should remove themselves.
I heard quickly here, Hans, I heard Mike Johnson say that as somebody who used to go defend a lot of these cases in front of some of these judges, he knew the ones that were had a liberal bent. Some of them even admitted it to him. They didn't care what the Constitution said. This is what you're doing in my courtroom. And he said he immediately then just appealed their decision and usually beat them on appeal. But is there more the Supreme Court can do, or do you think they will do, to try to rein these people in?
The Chief Justice has been, frankly, recalcitrant in his duty.
Yes.
He should have stepped in. Most of these judges are issuing temporary restraining orders and injunctions when they're not meeting the legal standard for doing that. And it's up to the Chief Justice to get the Supreme Court to step in and stop this. He had a chance 2 weeks ago in a case involving USAID. He refused to do it.
That's sad. That's disturbing. It really is. Hans, listen, we always appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Great Klinger reference this morning, too, by the way. I love that. That's you'll have to look that up. You have to Google Klinger.
Corporal Klinger?
Corporal Klinger. Yes.
New to me.
I've seen him in so many memes over this issue of cross-dressing in the military over the years. It's just, you had to watch MASH to really enjoy it, I guess. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business this morning with our friend Nicole Murray. In other news coming up as well at about 6:45. Stay tuned. All right, just a quick reminder, please go to our webpage, 971talk.com /contests, and you can nominate your favorite first responder. Had a great time at Rock Hill at the police department. We went out there last month, and we will do that again at the end of this month, which is, of course, coming up. We'll be picking a winner, and we'll be honoring the first responder and his or her department. So get on there and nominate your favorite first responder. And GrillmasterTony.com is going to be providing a delicious box of food to feed them lunch. So we appreciate all of the nominations so far, and good luck to you. Let's get to business, please. Nicole Murray, how are you doing?
I'm all right. A little tired, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I know why you're tired, because you are a dedicated college basketball fan, and you stayed up late all weekend watching March Madness, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally. I did. I stayed up late. I'm in a good mood just because my team has survived into the round of 16. So,
well, good for you.
I know. It's been a while. It's been like 5 or 6 years since we made it this far.
2019.
Yeah. Wow. Kim knows that specifically.
I do.
Because she's been giving me grief. She's been silently hoping my team would lose.
Well, I can't give you too much grief considering my team got knocked out in the first round. So there's that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're having some fun.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what's going on in the business world? Is Tesla stock bouncing back yet?
Not from what I've seen, but let's get to it.
All right.
So futures are sharply higher after reports that President Trump might hold off on some tariffs. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 32, the NASDAQ up 92, the S&P 500 up 4. The editor of Out in STL has bought the brand for $1 with plans to turn the LGBTQ+ magazine into a nonprofit and resume its print edition in June. Former editor and longtime writer Chris Ando recently took over the publication from former Riverfront Times owner Chris Keating. President Trump has awarded Boeing with the contract to build the U.S. Air Force's most sophisticated fighter jet yet, handing the company a much-needed win and boosting its shares. The Next Generation Air Dominance Program will replace Lockheed Martin's F-22 Raptor. Trump, the 47th president, announced the new jet's name, the F-47. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Segway is recalling about 220,000 of its scooters sold across the U.S. due to a fall hazard that has resulted in user injuries ranging from bruises to broken bones. And got another recall for you. A recall has been issued for Wool Light Delicates laundry detergent due to a risk of exposure to bacteria that can cause serious infection. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the voluntary recall applies to more than 16,000 50-ounce bottles of Wool Light Delicates detergent that were sold exclusively on Amazon in January. As of Friday, no incidents or injuries have been reported. In recent months, staff across corporate America, from Amazon to Walmart, as well as federal government workers, have been told that their days of working remotely are over. Just 20% of LinkedIn postings are for remote or hybrid jobs, but they're getting 60% of applications on the platform. And finally, mindset therapy reports that talking to yourself might actually make you smarter. A study from Bangor University found that verbalizing thoughts improves focus, speeds up problem solving, and boosts memory.
Wow. So it works, clearly.
It works. Do you talk to yourself?
Of course. I talk to the TV. I was screaming at it yesterday during the Kentucky basketball game, and I know they can hear me.
Yeah.
So, you know, does that count as talking to yourself?
No, I don't think so, because you're talking to something. I'm saying you got to talk to yourself so that it's like, oh, great job, Nicole. Oh, thanks, Nicole.
I've heard there are people, when you're not actually out loud speaking to yourself, just internally, that there are certain people who can kind of hear their voice and other people who cannot. Does that make sense?
They can
hear what they sound like in their head, but other people cannot. I remember reading that somewhere, hearing that at some point, and thinking it was so weird because I'm one of the people who can hear my voice. Can you guys?
If you're not actually
speaking out loud.
Oh, when
you're talking to yourself, can you hear your voice?
I think so. Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's a weird concept.
I don't think that I've never thought about it that way.
Well, I don't think I had either until someone told me that, and then I really got in my head about it.
Some might argue that I'm not quiet often enough to actually hear that.
Probably true. Your wife might say that, right?
She might.
Oh, that was a good one. Boom, boom.
I'm thinking to myself like "Deep Thoughts" by Jack Handy. I mean, is it supposed to be like you're boosting your morale or your positive thoughts by talking to yourself in your head? I mean, they have medicine for that, don't they?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Haven't you ever kind of had a conversation with yourself where you figure out the solution before talking to anybody else? Just from like kind of talking through it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you know.
Well, there might be a fine line between that and like schizophrenia. But
yeah, I'm just thinking.
I think there would be a benefit to potentially speaking to yourself and kind of pumping yourself up.
Come on, Mark. You can do it. You can get on here and do this radio show.
I mean, they always say like a good athlete sees himself or herself winning the competition or winning that game before they even ever step foot onto the field or the court or whatever they're doing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Visualize success.
Visualize the win.
Is that it? Sounds like a motivational poster or something.
So almost like manifesting it a little bit.
I guess so.
All right.
I guess. All right. All right. Well, Nicole, glad to have you back.
Thank you very
Happy
much.
Happy Monday. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Appreciate that. Nicole Murray there. I don't know. You know, I saw this, not to be a downer here, I saw this sad story. I actually heard it first this morning on Nicole's show, that Mia Love has passed away. She was the congresswoman from Utah, and she was the first black Republican woman elected to the United States House. Back in about 2018, I think it was, when she served. And she passed away apparently from brain cancer. Passed away in her sleep from brain cancer. And it doesn't give a whole lot of details other than that. And she was pretty young. I think she was only about 40 years old.
That's really young.
Yeah. Let me look here. No, she's 49. I'm sorry.
Still,
she was in her 40s.
Still, still very young.
Very young. And I don't know how long she's been sick, and I don't know when she left the house. It says she served from 2015 to 2019. So she's been out of politics for 5 or 6 years, and I'm not quite sure what she was doing. But I'm trying to remember if I ever had her on. I remember talking about her a lot when she was in Congress, but I don't remember if we ever got her on the air or not. We'll have to go back and search that because it sounds familiar, and I'm pretty sure that maybe we did at some point.
Did you see the Biden-appointed federal judge also? I think she no, I'm sorry, a federal, was she a federal judge? A federal prosecutor? She was found dead.
I did see it was an attorney for him or something,
She was in her 40s, like 43, and now they're trying to figure out, I guess, if foul play was involved.
Boy.
There's just so much sadness going on, so much death.
I know. Very
sad. I know
sad.
It happens every day, but it's, I don't know. You just keep reading about it, and it's just really sad.
Well, speaking of things that are sad, apparently Joe Biden made his first appearance since getting booted out of the White House unceremoniously in New York City. He went to see Othello, the opening of Othello on Sunday night.
I take it that's a play?
Yes, on Broadway.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's Othello. So Denzel, there's a picture of him.
Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Was Jill with him?
Yep. Yep. Walking and holding him and staring him around as he smiled vacantly into the camera. What did they put him on for just like one night just to get him out?
That had to be. Where is he living now?
Pretty major. Well, I'm sure he lives in Delaware. One of his beach houses, probably. But it is weird to me. I mean, that it's just so obvious that there was something major missing there. We all saw it. It took Jake Tapper a little bit longer to realize it. It was just so obvious that something was missing. And now that he's been out of office, you've heard zero from him. For all the criticism and everything that Donald Trump has lodged against him, there's been zero out of Biden or Jill, for that matter.
Wonder if there's someone advising him on that. He did sign with that company, the agent. So is he coming out with a book?
Yeah, it's called The Auto Pen by Joe Biden. That's what it's going to be called. Somebody else will write it. Somebody else will sign it, and they will make money off of it.
That was funny.
No, that was pretty funny, Carl. Thank you. Me crickets on that. It's
this
the truth.
This has been the third one this break, so no.
Okay, point taken. All right, we'll move on. We'll get to another news coming up next hour. Real or fake? See if Carl can fool enough people today. And a little later, Tom Ackerman. I want to talk about this jerk of a coach for UConn. Did you hear what he did yesterday? So bitter about losing to Florida, and he comes off the floor and starts trash talking the refs. I'll bet the NCAA is going to have something to say about that, and I'm glad we didn't hire him. Let me tell you that. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Hall of Fame boxer George Foreman has died at the age of 76. He won an Olympic medal in 1968, but he's arguably best known for his bout with Muhammad Ali in 1974.
In the jungle.
He went on to have a successful career as an HBO boxing analyst and also made millions of dollars selling those George Foreman grills. Everyone knows the George Foreman grills.
Yep.
His family says he passed away peacefully on Friday, though at this point it's not been made public how he died.
Yeah, very sad. He lived a long and prosperous life. Had a couple of major comebacks career-wise.
Yeah, he was the only. He won in the 70s, and then he won again in
the 90s. Yes, at 45,
he retired for 10 years and then came back.
He said his mom wanted him to not box anymore, so he retired. And then in the 90s, he's like.
He was 45.
He said, you have four pockets, and you're supposed to have money in all four of them, and by the time you're down to one, you need to start working again. And he didn't save anything. And so then he had to start boxing.
So he went back. He won the world title again, at least in one of the organizations. And then
He beat Frazier. He beat Holyfield.
Yeah,
the second time.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Was it? I was trying to remember who it was. And then he did the George Foreman grill, which I remember. I saw one of the memes out already yesterday. Showed a coffin. And the part where it was opened up, the inside of it looked like the George Foreman grill. It was, I'm sure people, George would have gotten a kick out of that. That's just kind of the personality he was. And he was a surly, kind of grumbly guy when he first boxed. Like he was perceived as a mean guy. And he completely turned that around to just a funny, smiling. He really learned how to. I know. He really learned how to turn on the charm after his second time around.
He probably got a kick out of the episode of The Office called The Injury, where Michael Scott burns his foot on the George Foreman grill. He liked to wake up to the smell of bacon, so he'd set the bacon next to his bed and cook it on the George Foreman grill, and he forgot about it and accidentally stepped on it, and the Foreman grill closed on his foot, and he had this burn injury, and he was, of course, very dramatic about it. It's a funny episode.
And all five of his sons named George.
Nice.
Wow.
Every single one.
Like
of his
the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Okay, George
it's
the
intense.
Fifth. George
All right.
five.
There's some more sad news to pass along. You may have heard about this. That longtime St. Louis sportscaster, Brian McKenna, has passed away. But the reason is so sad. He was hit by a car over the weekend. This happened in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood where he supposedly lived at the intersection of Hampton and Nottingham. Around 1 a.m. Saturday morning, police are called out there. The driver has stayed on the scene, so that driver is supposedly cooperating. I don't know.
Well, he was blind. Brian was blind in one eye.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, he fought and beat cancer, and then a car took him.
I remember them having drive-bys for him during COVID. Yep. Isn't that when he was battling cancer?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. And I never worked with Brian. Obviously, I knew the name, but I never had the pleasure of working with him.
Brian was one of the first guys when I started working for the Blues. He came up to me and said, you know what? In case no one tells you, you're doing a good job.
Aww. Oh, that's nice.
He did so much for nonprofits. I've seen lots of posts about him.
He always had very corny dad jokes to tell.
I love that. Here's some more uplifting news. Pope Francis back home after a 5-week hospital stay. He was battling double pneumonia. So the 88-year-old comes out and he's kind of waving to the crowd as he's wheeled out of that hospital on the balcony. Doctors, though, are saying that Pope Francis needs 2 months of rest and for that reason should avoid meeting with large groups of people. So probably won't be seeing very much of him over these next couple of months.
Well, he's just 88. What's the problem? Why can't he bounce back faster?
You're right.
It's amazing to me he survived it. Good for him.
He's a spring chicken.
Yeah.
All right, Nottingham College in the UK helping Gen Z overcome, I'm going to butcher this, telephonophobia, a common anxiety about making phone calls. This is serious. They're supposedly going to be going through phone etiquette, coaching people, going with these role play exercises to answer mock interview questions because this generation, for whatever reason, is absolutely terrified of actually answering a phone call and they'd much prefer texting or social media for
it's
communication.
True. And texting has ruined them because they limit everything to 130 characters.
And they don't use
grammar, and they don't use capitalization. And I don't know how English teachers and literature teachers are dealing with that.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating.
And they can't interview well.
Memphis, Tennessee man was accidentally shot by his 1-year-old pit bull, Oreo, while lying in bed. Supposedly, Oreo jumped onto the bed and I guess somehow got his paw caught onto the trigger. And, of course, the gun's loaded and accidentally shot him in his left thigh.
Of course the gun's loaded?
Well, should
Why
be.
Why was the idiot laying in the bed with a
Can't gun? Can't blame him for the gun being loaded, no. Although why was it right next to him? Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you want to have the lock on it?
Yeah, okay, so it's a Glock. I mean, does it say what kind of gun it was?
No.
Because Glocks don't have safeties on them. I guess that's possible, but
we'll go with that.
Good gun handling would not have allowed that to happen.
My dog accidentally shot me.
That was not safe gun handling. for sure. I got no problem with him carrying cock and lock, but you got to be careful if you're going to do that. Coming up, we'll get to Real or Fake in the next hour, and then our friend Jesse Jane Duff at 8:20 on President Trump's court battles.